The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in, and you are in the know. It's Advanced Medicine Monday here, the Medical Rewind on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rashid Batar, we're about to head to Chicago.
Yes, we are, Robert. It's coming up really fast.
This is the week autism
won. I'm like in excited mode.
I know. We've been talking about it for many months since we learned that you'll be there and featured so intensely. And actually, I got a request. I hope you don't mind. Somebody said, we want you to introduce Dr. Batar when he does his lecture. I said, I don't even know the guy. I don't know why you want me to introduce him.
if that's the case, that's perfect, because I was going to ask Ed if that would be okay for you to do the introduction. And we've been playing phone tag, so if somebody's already asked you that,
oh, man, I'm honored. I'm honored to do it. We'll have a, like I said, we'll have a great time. Of course, Thursday evening, we've got our big event as well. And on Sunday, you've got the big event for the parents, the Parents Workshop, which I'm very excited about. So if you haven't signed up, please do. We'll be together. AutismDefined.net is a great place to see all the things going on, as well as AutismOne.org. But we're going to be there before we know it. And I'm just hoping for some warm weather up there. I heard it's been in the 30s and 40s.
Oh, goodness, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it might switch around before we get up there. Also, Liam Sheff was on last hour, and his friend Dieter says, hello to Dr. Batar. I'd like to party with that guy.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, we had a good time with
what
that.
What do you say to that, right?
I know. What do you say?
I don't know.
You know, if somebody had said that to Ty, you know, Ty would have, like, everything all planned out, you know, the itinerary and everything, but...
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah, so,
oh,
what do you... Let's say that. So
yes,
I appreciate that compliment.
And speaking of Ty, of course, the Truth About Cancer series, you're featured prominently in that as well. I am in that, and Mike Adams is in that. He's put together pretty extraordinary things, and a lot of things that haven't been revealed in any other source, like a 60-minute style documentary kind of film technique, and just the trailer that he put together is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was really nice. I liked it, too. So I'm looking forward to seeing that whole program.
Yeah. So, well, we got some stuff to do. We got some stuff to talk about. Of course, heading into Autism 1, I could say, yes, we could talk more autism and gut ecology discussion. There's more science on that. But there's also this this thing coming out of Poland, of all places. And I've got some Polish heritage. My ancestors, some of them anyway, came across and went through the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and they got the name chopped off from Bielicki to Bell, so some of my heritage goes there. And this is actually something to be very proud of. A Polish study now saying that vaccines have no historical benefits and continue to cause neurological damage. Did you get a chance to take a quick peek at that?
I did. And, you know, it's again, nothing that we don't know, Robert, and that we haven't been preaching, but it's nice to see independent sources doing these studies and coming to the same conclusion, albeit it may be a decade, two decades past when they should have, but it's still nice to see that this information is coming out. What is still somewhat disturbing is the fact that the mainstream media doesn't pick up on this stuff. So you can start seeing their bias and how selective they are in what they put out and what they don't put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I talked last week about this because Mike Adams appeared on the Dr. Oz show, of all things, and he had him on talking about the heavy metals that Mike has been identifying through his lab in a lot of foods and protein powders coming from Asia and sounding the alert on heavy metals. Yet, if Dr. Oz were to come out against vaccines,
there's
no doubt in my mind that they would cancel his show tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it happened with Sherry. When Sherry was on the Dr. Oz show, they were trying to get her, and I guess she's known him for a while. And she point blankedly told him that if you bring up, you know, don't try to paint me in a corner, because I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And they were, because it was supposed to be live, and then they went ahead and pre-recorded it, and, because they weren't sure, you know, exactly how it would go. But apparently when Oz had taken the vaccine on the show, live on the show, from what I understand, and this could be urban myth, but from what I understand, that was not a real vaccine for the swine flu. It was actually just a saline shot, and then his wife has been noted to say that her and the kids would never get the flu shot.
But yes,
of course,
yes.
He was on the air getting a live flu shot on the show. As I said, it apparently was not the real vaccine, though.
No, I really do believe he knows better. Of course, he's acknowledged, as you said, that his wife would not allow him to vaccinate his children for flu or other things. But to give him his props, because he's come around to allow certain things to get out into the public, which we're pleased about. But I recognize at that level of media, they don't play around with the vaccine issue, which is the point of this thing. Here it was published in the Progressive Health Sciences back in 2012 and exposed what we would call, and they call, the fraud of vaccines, by highlighting how the risks far outweigh any perceived benefits. And I think last week you even said, it's not that we're against vaccination, because they say anti-vaxxers. The concept, we're not opposed to the concept, but the execution of it is literally executing some kids and, if not outright taking them out, damaging them to such a degree that there are conferences now like Autism One for years having to bring families together that didn't know what they were doing and what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. I think that's one of the things that I do want to mention at the seminar, at the Autism One seminar, is this aspect about the anti-vaccinators. I think that when you start to look at the whole theory of exposure and getting the body built up, it's the old-time thought process, oh, somebody in the neighborhood has chickenpox, send your kid to that house so they can get chickenpox. It's not a...
mercury party. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, one kid has chicken. Get them over to that house and give them all mercury. I mean, that's the insane part of where they take it.
Right. That's exactly the point. Nobody is offended by the aspect of that thought process of going to the house to be exposed, so that you end up getting exposure, you build the immune system up. If you keep everybody in a bubble, then, of course, you know, the child won't be exposed to anything, and then their systems, the immune system hasn't been indoctrinated properly, hasn't been tested, it hasn't been worked out like any other part of the body. It hasn't really had the input that's necessary in order for the body to build the immunity. But to do it the way that they're doing it, and it's actually completely done the wrong way if you look at it, because if the whole goal of a vaccine is to build immunity, then why would you give it along with a substance that's immunosuppressive? It's counterintuitive. It's ridiculous to say... Mm-hmm. It's like saying, look, I got to put out the fire, but let me use gasoline. I'm going to douse this fire with a bunch of gasoline. It doesn't work that way. Gasoline is going to promote the fire, just like immunosuppressives on board a attenuated virus, or even a live virus for that matter. It doesn't matter whether it's attenuated at that point. You're suppressing the immune system. It's causing damage. And then, of course, the proximity, as far as time is concerned, of when these injections are being given. If the immune system hasn't developed to the point of being able to mount a response, how can you expect to train the immune system to have an immune response? It's like expecting a baby to run a marathon when they haven't even learned how to walk, leave alone run.
Right, right. And Liam, last hour we were talking a little bit about the religiosity basis of science, where it is not science, it's a cult of belief, and vaccines are a cult of belief. The whole idea of frightening, like, you know, parents about 11 and 12 year old girls who may become sexually active in the coming years, they're all going to get a deadly virus that will all get cancer, you know, cervical cancer, which even that causal relationship hasn't officially been established, but they promote this idea, much less the absurdity of injecting every infant for the hepatitis B, and how many of those infants are going to sneak away from their mom and dad and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yeah, and actually, Robert, to take that point about the religiosity aspect, I really believe that there's a very, very, very small group that is promoting these lies, basically this misinformation, propagating the misinformation, and creating an illusion that there's a whole pro-vaccine group out there. They are just they're positioned in very key positions. They are controlling Wikipedia. They're mm-hmm. controlling the mainstream media, just like in the case of the people that were attacking me if you remember, there were 12 people that were all over the internet attacking me during from 2007 onward, and they were all traced back to two card-carrying members of Quackbusters with multiple aliases. So I think the people that are, you know, when you talk about the cult that believes in, that says, you know, vaccines, it's, I don't believe there is a cult. I believe that there's a couple of key people that are giving this illusion that there's this whole group that is pro-vaccine, and they're trying to sway the anti-vaccine group. And the anti-vaccine people, you know, there's a lot more people out there that would not be classified as pro or anti-vaccine, but they're questioning. Their
right.
minds are questioning. They're seeing, hearing. The evidence is so overwhelming, and they're not sure. In social settings all the time, I'm asked, you know, well, what is the truth, Dr. Bichar? Can you tell me? Can you explain to me? Because they're not against it. They just don't want to do something that could potentially be detrimental to the child by giving a vaccine. At the same time, they don't want the child to get sick if they don't give the vaccine. So they're questioning. And I think this pro-vaccine group is trying to sway them, this undecided population, which is probably 75%
right.
of the population, to go for the vaccine. Don't question. Just do it.
Well, it's the masters of illusion. They're magicians. They're razzle-dazzling you to believe that they're bigger and there are more of them than there are. And we've seen it, like, with GMOs, too. I mean, who out there is protesting for GMOs? Yes, we want more GMOs. Those people aren't out there. But the illusion of it is that. In this Polish report, they quoted us of saying that in many Polish and foreign medical journals, these reports lead us to conclude that post-vaccinal complications among children can be observed in sporadic cases and that they are disproportionate to the benefits of vaccination and the elimination of dangerous diseases in childhood. And that was right in the study. They're actually stepping back without emotion and going, wait a sec, let's weigh this thing out.
And that's what has been long overdue, Robert, and I'm thinking that this particular study may lead the way to others now talking more openly about it. But, you know, my hats go off to these authors.
Yeah. Listen to this. Also from the study, quote, experimental evidence clearly shows that simultaneous administration of as little as 2 to 3 immune adjuvants or repeated stimulation of the immune system by the same antigen can overcome genetic resistance to autoimmunity. And
yep.
we've talked about this for a lot of years, Dr. Bittar, the fact that vaccines can stimulate these autoimmune responses that should never happen in it and would never happen in a healthy body.
Right, and we call them autoimmune, but they're actually an overstimulation of the immune system, and then the immune system starts to act upon itself. So that's exactly what this dysregulation is. If
yeah.
you remember
so,
in the book with the three different foundations of health,
Stand by, Dr. Bittar. We got to hit a break. We're going to come back to that, talk about those three foundations in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. You'll be able to get your copy signed by Dr. Bittar at Autism One.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you ever miss an edition of Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bitar, no worries, easy enough, whether it be through Natural News Radio or GCN or directly through MedicalRewind.com, hundreds of hours of wonderful information that you just don't find anywhere else unless you're hanging out with Dr. Bitar. And you'll get to do that this week at Autism One. We're looking forward to being together with him there. And check it out, AutismOne.org, also AutismDefined.net. He is also the author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We're going to get into those foundations. But this story about this Polish study questioning vaccines is pretty stunning. One of the quotes here, Dr. Bitar, says, "While it is generally accepted that potency and toxicity of immune adjuvants must be adequately balanced so that the necessary immune stimulation is achieved with minimal side effects, in practical terms, such a balance is very difficult to achieve." So they basically acknowledge that they have no idea how to balance it so they get that safety versus danger.
Exactly. And in the three foundations of health, Robert, that I wrote about in the book, if you remember, the first one is systemic detoxification, the second one is immune modulation, and the third one is physiological optimization. The reason that second one is immune modulation, I'm not talking about making it better or worse, I'm talking about modulating it so that it's working in a balanced way, and that's exactly what they're talking about here. The imbalance of the immune system, driving it in one side or driving it to the other side, will make the it's almost like a rubber band being pulled apart and then it snaps back together, and the ramifications can be quite significant and cause a significant disruption. So the immune system being balanced is key, and there are so many things, not only the virus itself or whatever they're giving the vaccine for itself, but also the adjuvants just completely throw off that balance and cause that immune system to essentially go awry, and that's what causes the autoimmune conditions.
Yeah, and this is one other statement from the study I want to read here for you. And they explain why this adjuvant problem is not really correctable. They say it's because the same adjuvant-mediated mechanisms which drive to the immune stimulatory effects of vaccines have the capacity to provoke a variety of adverse reactions, including, as we mentioned, autoimmunity.
Right. It goes back to Einstein's definition of insanity, where he talks about you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset, the same insane mindset that created the problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they're saying here. I mean, it's, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way of doing things, and this study is actually very, again, I'm not looking at the actual study, I'm looking at the article that was on
the report
news about the study, but this article is very well written, but I have not read the study itself, but assuming that these are all the points that brought up in the study, it sounds like that they did a really nice job on it.
Yeah, I think that's the acknowledgement we've been longing to see within the bodies of literature covering this that haven't been for a long time, that someone would actually say, yeah, the problem is the thing that you rely upon in vaccines to make them work is the same thing that actually causes them to be dangerous.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you can't escape that. Of course, that's why we're going to be together at Autism One. That's, you know, a big reason why you do what you do, Dr. Bitar, and why you wrote the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, because this very same thing happened to your son, and your son is going to be up there with you and your family, and he'll likely speak to the audience to show you what kind of recovery is possible.
Well, he's actually going to talk, Robert, and the reason is because, you know, we've talked off the air about how when the Creator wants to send us a message, it always comes in threes. Well, I have had this happen now 3 times where the child, as they're getting better, the biggest obstacle is the belief, or the lack of belief, I should say, of the parent. Even though the subjective and objective parameters are improving, it is the lack of belief energetically. And, you know, some people would say, well, come on, now how is that going to affect? Well, how's that going to affect the child? It's going to affect the child in ways that you can't even fathom. And so I'm going to actually address that aspect of belief also. And that's the biggest reason that Avi's going to be there.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, like the belief that it's possible to heal from this injury, these injuries, is a huge part in making, let's say, the future change for the positive, for the brighter, for perhaps thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of families now, in dealing with children who have been harmed, whether it be directly from vaccines or other environmental influences that have resulted in similar manifestations. And when we talk about autism, of course, you talk about the mercury, the heavy metals, the damage to the nerves. We also now have to talk about the gut, the impact on the gut, and continual impact on neurotransmitter production, you know, because the bacteria have been damaged by vaccines and antibiotics and everything else. So, when we come back, we'll dive into that. We do have a question from a listener, I believe in, where is it, New Jersey? Really? That's like Party Central for Big Pharma in America, is that the case? All right. So we'll take that call from Cheryl in just a little bit. Dr. Rasha Bitar is going to be with me in Chicago at the Intercontinental Hotel this I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday through Sunday for Autism One. Check it out. We look forward to seeing you all there. And we'll be right back with more of Dr. Bitar.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Rasha Batar will be together at Autism One in Chicago this week. Hope you come up and see us. And Dr. Batar, any advice for those that are going to be like just giddy with excitement in meeting you? Because you got a lot of fans out there that haven't met you in person. How should they approach you? Should they be very nervous?
Don, how do you answer that one?
Actually, I should ask the same question to Super Don, because Super Don has some fans, too.
Well, however Super Don, you approach Super Don, you should approach me the same way. But I will say this. For people that want to come up and talk to me, there is a certain code word, and those people that have listened to the videos, watched the videos on factsontoxicity.com, those people know the secret code word. It's something that I have sat there with like 150 people around me after a lecture. I'm talking, and somebody sneaks up behind me, and they say the code word, and I've stopped saying, in mid-sentence, turned around to them. And it's almost like a secret handshake. And
right.
That's that code word that's only available to those people that have actually watched those videos, because once they've watched those videos, they know what the deal is.
All right. Well, facts on
code
toxicity,
word.
we have it linked.
How come
in,
I don't know the code word?
I don't know the code word. Afterwards, you got to watch the videos. If you watch the videos, you'll know the code.
Do you get like a special surprise or something? You have to wear a decoder ring or something? Or
that's exactly. A decoder ring with a special little pin that you get to wear on your chest.
Is the code word Ty Bollinger?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it's a self-destruct sequence.
That's a self-destruct. Oh my gosh. Oh well. Oh, by the way, I should mention that Ty, Dr. Batar, and I will all be together in Asheville, North Carolina, July 18th through 20th at the Healing Revolution Summit, Healing the Healers, and that's going to be amazing to be up in the Southern Appalachians for summer for a few days, and families all getting together, so plan to be there as well. Let's go to the phones now. Maybe Cheryl could come meet us down there from New Jersey all the way to Asheville, North Carolina then, or Chicago. Cheryl, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're on with Dr. Batar.
Hi, thank you. Autistic capital of the world. That's where I'm living at.
Yes.
I have a question for Dr. Batar. I'm a follower of German New Medicine, so I don't do any screenings that look for diseases that the insurance companies are more than happy to cover. But I do adrenal testing, hormone testing, and those type of things to keep me healthy. And I was wondering, when it comes to our annual insurance choices, when they come up, because my husband works for a pretty decent company that gives us a choice of what we want, are there certain companies that it's easier for a doctor to work with that he prefers, or are they just so varied state by state that it really doesn't make a difference? Or should I fight with my insurance company to get them to cover certain tests that I want covered? Or is there something that's easy for him to work with insurance companies?
Cheryl, it's an interesting question that you posed to Dr. Batar. I'm sure he's got perspectives on it as well. I've said very often the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. But it sounds like, Cheryl, you wouldn't accept the bad stuff that most health insurance covers. So the question is, are there other insurance companies that actually would allow you to get good stuff? Dr. Batar, have you found any?
Well, it's a great question. You know, we stopped dealing with insurance companies in 2000 when Medicare actually owed us $265,000, and they said that we owed them $6,000, and my attorney advised me, that you will never win, and we ended up having to pay Medicare $2,000, and we opted out, and we've never dealt with insurance companies since then. So that's been about 14 years ago. I will tell you that the insurance companies right now, and most doctors that deal with insurance companies have to have 2 to 3 full-time staff members just to deal with insurance companies. So I'm probably not the best person to answer that question. I do know that some very advanced companies, like some Fortune 100 companies like Parker, Hannifin, for example, they're self-insured, and we're a preferred provider for them. And those type of companies are, because they're self-insured, they can basically dictate their own policies. I would probably encourage you, Cheryl, to see if there's an option for, like, an independent health plan. They used to have those where you can basically dictate what you want to do. They put your insurance premiums into a certain pool, and you have access to whatever type of care that you want, even out-of-network benefits, non-conventional benefits. Certain insurance companies won't pay for, say, acupuncture, or they won't pay for Reiki, but if you have this plan, then they'll do that. I don't know the details, but I know that there are some insurance companies that have those type of plans, so you can see if that's an option that they provide you with, and then you can dictate how your own, you know, how you partake in the insurance benefits in your own. You define basically what you want yourself. But other than that, I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I think that the best insurance that you can really partake in is where you are exercising yourself, doing preventive things yourself, making sure that you're on a basic nutritional regimen, making sure you're eating clean food, things that don't have man-made components in there. God made it, it's good. Man-made, stay away from it, just like that we talked about in the book. Basically, the steps in the book, that's, in my world, the best insurance policy. It's something that I'm not...
And maybe even leaving New Jersey, I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
he better still be in business when I retire, because I'm moving to North Carolina.
I just had a patient right before this that's actually, both husband and wife are both doctors. The wife is infectious disease. The husband is an ER doc, and they have their own emergency medicine clinic in New Jersey. And I asked her, the child is autistic, I'm treating them, and I asked her, I said, they actually live in Long Island. I said, isn't that pretty environmentally toxic over there? And she said, well, I don't know. It doesn't look dirty, but it's supposed to be the world capital for breast cancer, or U.S. capital for breast cancer. And now you're saying the capital for autism. You see the cancer and autism component there? I've always said that it's an inability to excrete. Cancer and autism have a very similar physiology. And I didn't know that it was a capital for autism or cancer, for that matter, that New Jersey and New York were, but apparently they are. And so I've gotten reaffirmation from two different sources within an hour and a half of each other.
Interesting.
Yes. I have one more thing to tell you. Wait, one more thing. My friend works in a hospital in New Jersey. She gives x-rays for a living, and she was told by her hospital administrator that the insurance company was requiring that she get a mammogram every year, and if she did not get the mammogram every year, she'd be charged $30 a month more.
Wow.
She's being penalized for choosing not to get a mammogram.
You know, didn't I say good health insurance is a dangerous thing? I mean, literally, they're precipitating the manifestation of breast cancer.
Yep, and it's coming. It's going to come to everybody. Everybody just better be ready, because that's the kind of stuff that's coming.
Yeah, well, this is why, you know, and Cheryl, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you reaching out to Dr. Batar on that. Even though he claims he wasn't a good one to answer it, I thought he answered it rather well, and I appreciate you, Cheryl, very much. And Dr. Batar, I mean, this idea of insurance being something that's related to health, it's an oxymoron, health insurance, because the way they're offering these invasive procedures that can actually precipitate disease, it's more of that insanity, as you described it earlier.
Yeah, it's, again, fear-based. You know, insurance is fear-based, and that's fine to have insurance to prevent from disasters from occurring, this and that, but honestly, when you look at it from a health perspective, it is the wrong focus. Where attention goes, energy flows. You are focusing on, okay, let me just eat the crap that I normally do and just involve myself on a daily basis with high-risk behavior that's going to affect my health, but then I'm going to have insurance to fall back on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just a ludicrous thought process, and that's what they're trying to promote. The industry, the health care industry is trying to promote that, because you know that the biggest industry right now in the planet is insurance, is health insurance. It's between big pharma and health insurance, and they say that's already superseded crime, so organized crime. Now, if you look at, you know, what's the difference between organized crime and big pharma slash insurance industry, I'll tell you what the difference is. The organized crime, they have some ethical basis that they operate from.
Yeah, so, they actually have a code of honor that they will abide by, where an insurance, that forget that noise.
Exactly. So, honestly, for people listening, my best advice as somebody, and again, I'm not just sitting there giving lip service to this. I have not had health insurance since the day I got out of the military, which was in 1996. My staff has it. My family has it. I do not have health insurance. I refuse to partake in it. I will tell you the most important thing that you should do from a health insurance perspective, if you're really concerned about having health insurance, take the time that's necessary to get yourself healthier by eating right, by exercising. You know, exercise is the one thing. If you just drink water and exercise, forget about supplements, forget about all the other things I talk about in 9 steps. If you just drink water, you cut out all the soda and sugar, and you just exercise, for God's sake, you are going to feel 10 times, 100 times better. I can't tell you how many times people will start doing something, and I can tell when they've started, because I'll ask them a second time, third office visit, and you can tell they still haven't added, I've had this problem, I've had that issue. Just go out there and do it. And when they come back in, once they've started, you can see almost a radiant difference on their face.
Yes.
Just a simple 20-minute routine every 48 hours, and drink water, cut back sugars, just those three things. Do it, and then you tell us if you saw the difference.
Well, we're going to be able to stay well hydrated together at Autism One because our good buddy Paul Bertier is going to be there with the ecosystem, the ionizing and structuring and microclustering of water. So we got good water all week long up there at the Intercontinental Hotel. So I'm thrilled about that. And there's great questions by Cheryl. I mean, you know, these concerns, it's like she is aware of natural ways to live. And if she wants to elect to get a test of some kind, she's done more research than most of the docs on it. They probably don't even know the test that she would want. Yet they want to force you into having mammograms. So the opting out concept, it's more and more of what is the origination point of American sovereignty. The idea that we should not be compelled to do things against our will just because someone else thinks it's good for us when, in fact, it might be bad for us.
Yeah, and I think that people need to also remember, just follow the logic. I mean, look at things, and if they logically appeal to you, if it appeals to your intellect, then do it. And if it doesn't, if there's something that doesn't resonate with you, doesn't set well in your gut, then there's a reason for that. So now, like Cheryl was talking about, mandating mammograms. Well, let's look at that for a second. You're irradiating a part of the body, and you're irradiating it under compression. Why are mammograms so painful? Because you're causing compression, which causes an inflammatory cascade to be elicited, and then you traumatize, after traumatizing the breast, you irradiate it. How can that be good? And the studies have been done already where they compared in China, for example, 19,000 women, breast mammograms versus self-exam, and they found that the incidence of earlier detection of breast cancer, there was no difference at all. So if you examine your own breast, you don't need a mammogram. And most mammograms, I mean, I cannot tell you, Robert, how many cases there are of mammograms where there's a normal calcification or fibrotic issue going on there, and the mammogram will show that there's something, and then they do a biopsy, and you've already irradiated the breast.
Yeah, they create more inflammation, more damage, precipitating more cancer. Exactly, and there wasn't a problem to begin with. We've got one more segment, Advanced Medicine Monday. Check it out. If you missed the show, medicalrewind.com. The links are all up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. More on bacteria when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Bertier, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, one of the aspects of research growing right now in the field of autism spectrum studies is into the microbiome, the gut ecology. We know the seat of the immune system. A lot of immune activity is dependent upon the microflora, brain neurotransmitter chemistry, endocrine system. A lot of these things all dependent upon gut. And yet we don't ignore, of course, the heavy metals, the mercury. Dr. Batar has written extensively about it, probably more than anybody. And in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, you can read about it there as well. But the germ issue, the microbiological issue, if we will, Dr. Batar, how do you see that working together in recovery?
Well, it's a great question, Robert. We've actually talked about this, I guess, about a year ago. If you think of this whole spectrum as a train, you've got the engine, you've got all the cars in between, and then you've got the end caboose that's coming up, bringing up the rear. And mercury is the most significant, in fact, the greatest offensive component. And when you trace everything back, you can actually trace it back to that lead car, that lead engine, the mercury. Now, is gut flora an issue? Absolutely it is, but it is not the actual problem. It's actually the result of the actual cause, which is the mercury, which mm-hmm. causes an immunosuppression along with other metals and persistent organic pollutants and other types of toxicities. But overall, it affects the gut. Well, when it affects the gut, it's causing a disruption of the normal endogenous flora. You end up having decreased levels of the good bacteria. You have increase of the bad pathogenic or potentially pathogenic bacteria. You have opportunistic type things that start showing up, such as the yeast and some of these other components. And all these things cause an additional burden. So, yes, you can go in there and annihilate the gut with antibiotics, but you're going to cause more of a problem because you're going to have more opportunistics come there. Yes, you can go in there and give normal, healthy bacteria, which is actually one of the best things to do. But the problem is unless you get rid of the offensive component, the actual offending mm-hmm. component itself, which is the immunosuppressives, the mercury in this case, and other metals, you're only going to get a temporary, if any, benefit. And there are case after case of children that have been on probiotics that don't get better. Well, of course they're not going to get better because they're still immunosuppressed, because their their body hasn't been ridden of the mercury and the other toxic metals and the other persistent organic pollutants that are causing the immune system not to be able to function.
Right.
So basically the key is, yes, you can give the good bacteria, but you got to let the immune system also come back. You cannot just do it isolated. So the bacteria issue, the gut issue, is like one of those cars in the middle. If you look at the engine being the heavy metals and the first few cars being other metals and the persistent organic pollutants, the gut flora issue is downstream from that. It's not at the end, but it's certainly not at the beginning either. You cannot get a child back to being neurotypic by just addressing the gut, yet the gut has to be addressed in order for them to get better. Because remember, the gut is kind of like the damage to the forest after the fire has already been burning, but it's not the spark that caused the forest fire in the first place.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I focus a lot, and I'll be lecturing on gut recovery. And I, you know, I feature your book prominently in the beginning of my lecture to say, listen, you've got to remove these offending elements. It doesn't mean we ignore that we have to repair the gut and restore the microbiome. We don't ignore that. Nothing like you've written about ignores any of that, but it goes to the source of the fire, the starting point, the thing that just fires it up and causes all the destruction, and then everything else takes advantage of that weakened, toxic, deficient terrain.
And actually, once you even get rid of that offending substance that caused the damage, the spark itself, you still have to go in and deal with the gut, because then you have, it's like replanting the seeds. In fact, it's not just in autism. It's in every type of disease. I wrote about it in the book on the hormonal chapter, Robert, if you remember. In fact, the sub-chapter is called The Geek, the 13 Women, and the Tree, or something like that. I can't remember. You know, specifically talking about the gut issue and the metal issue. So hormonal issues, the cardiac issue, cancer, autoimmune conditions, you have to address the gut. You have to address the gut. But that doesn't mean that's the problem. That's not the cause. It's a sequela of the actual cause. So you have to address it, because now, just by dealing with that spark and getting rid of the spark, you're going to get a false sense of security, thinking that now the seeds have been planted for the trees to grow again. No, you have to now go back and deal with the damage to the fire. It's two different things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got a lot coming up this week, and real excited. We're going to be getting together soon. I got Roy Dittman coming back tomorrow for an encore, because it's a travel day. Super Don's going to officially join me in at Autism One with Dr. Bitar, and we're going to it's going to be a great time. A lot of healing, a lot of emotions, a lot of crying, a lot of happiness, too, because there's a pathway out of the damage, out of the mess. And Dr. Bitar, we're so grateful for you for helping so many to do that.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate everything you're doing, too.
All right. The doctor is in. Now he's out. Now he's in his own office. He's got to see some patients, so we're going to let him go. That's it for today. Thanks again to Liam Sheff for joining us, and his other pal, Dieter, that funny guy. Super Don, thank you. Shane, thank you. We got lots more healing to go see in Chicago. Why would we all be there? To remind each and every one of you that the power to heal is yours as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.